You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Kadesh Urchatz. Urchatz, why are we washing our hands? An Indian of Kedusha, an Indian of Tahara. An Indian the post can make very clear because we show that we're Makbid tonight on Lil HaSeder. On a Dover Shati Bulu Bamashka, we have a whole sugya in Brochas. And we know that any food item that comes into contact with one of the Zion Mashkim, Rosh Tavis, an acronym, Yod Shochadam, if you have come into contact with any of the classic Zion Mashkim, Be'etzem, seemingly Medina de Gemara, it requires Tibulu Bamashka. So the Rishonim and the Poskim are all. Being malami zechus, though you can be mekel, it's not really a chiv. It's an Indian. The girl in the Maisa Rav is clearly very machpin on it. So the Taz asks the question. The Taz in Uchas Pesach and Simon Tov Ayin Gimel and Archaim and Sivkot and Vav asks the Taz. So in the end of the day, it's something that the poskim already have been marich. That we don't have to be machpin. You're a gra talmid. Oh, you want to go the finimishur sedin? So you wash your hands without a bracha. Sign the Netzilas Adayim. Sai, when you are getting ready now for the food item, you're going to make a dum on the food item, but Lamaisa, you're washing your hands now, and there's no bracha until it's a diet. So why on Leila Seder? We saw Makbid ask the Taz, Manishtana, Laila Zemikola Leilas. And the other day, if we're make, we'll make us. So many of the Gedolei Achronim want to say, oh, tonight we have to be Machmir. Tonight we go to Fnimashur Zedin. It is Leila Seder. Leila Seder Mitzan Echa. We become like Malachi Asharis. Let's be Makbid even on things we typically aren't Makbid on. But there's got to be something more at play. Writes the Satmar Rav. Satmar Rav says the Gemal de Gezach. He writes in his Divrei Yol, it's from Shnas Tov Shin Lamed Ches. And the Satmar Rav says, why were Chazal Masake? The Dafko Leil Pesach. You want to be Machmir? So be Machmir in a Dor Shetibul HaMashka. When you have it, we don't have to have it right now. So now Chachamim are telling us, bring it to the table and show yourselves and everybody here that tonight we're going to be Machmir in a Dor Shetibul HaMashka. Why? He writes the Satmar Rav. The Pashtus, Ein Lazeh Shum Tam Kamosha Toma HaTaz. And the end of the day, you're right, there is no answer. The Taz's question says it all. At the end of the day, you know what? We don't have to do it. So why do we do it? Simply because Chazal are telling us we want you to do it. Because Amunas Chachamim is one in one with Amunah Hashem Yisborach. This is the night of Amunah. It's the night that was Mashrish Amunah B'toch Libenu. It ingrained and imbued Amunah into our hearts, into the core fiber of every single ounce of us, into our Atzmius. It's not enough to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have the Amunas Chachamim. So on the night that we are Gish more than ever. This is the night of the Yesod of Amunah. This is the Shorash of everything in Zechlitz Yisrael. It's the Shorash, the source, the root of all of our Amunah. This is Amunah. Can't stop with Amunah B'Hashem. It has to be Zok Desat Mareva. It has to be coupled with Amunah's Chachamim. Parenthetically, we mentioned many times the Chassam Sefer HaLatayra, who says the famous question, why is it called Akedas Yitzchak? After all, Basor Nisyonos and Sasa of Romavinu, Mishnah Mephoreshus and Avos Parakei Mishnah Gimel, we know that Akedas Yitzchak was the last test, at least according to the list of Rashi and the Rambam. Rabban Yon has the Mice of Stei Ephron coming as number 10, but it's either number 9 or number 10. Akedas Yitzchak asked the Chassam Sefer in the Velt Akasha, Akedas Yitzchak, it's the Mice where Avram Vinu was Ma'akeid Beno Yitzchak, Kachnas Bencha, Hes Yechin Cheshahaptes Yitzchak, it's Avraham's Nisoin, it's the climax, the culmination of his illustrious career. Frankly, Sam Sefer, why is it called Akedas Yitzchak? Sam Sefer says beautifully, because Mitzan Echad Yitzchak was even greater than Avram throughout the process. After all, God came to Avram Avinu. He spoke to him. He said, this is what I want you to do. Whether it was a tzivoy, whether it was a bakosha, kachnos, bincha, that's totally indifferent before Shehat Torah. But in the end of the day, God comes to you in a dream and he speaks to you and he tells you something. You got to do it. There's nothing to talk about. Yitzchak, God didn't speak to Yitzchak Avinu. Why is he doing it? Because his father, Avram Avinu, happened to be not only his father, but the tzad Tzadik Hador and the Golda Hador. His father tells him, Yitzchak, this is what you have to do. And Yitzchak demonstrates that he's willing to sacrifice his very own existence, his very own life, Ach Barak, and having his God told him to do it. And God never spoke to Yitzchak in this whole parsha. But Avram Avinu, the Golda Hador, tells you to do it. Right? The Sam Sefer, this is Emunas Chachamim. And Chazal telling us, yeah, Hashem might refer to it as the last in the Nisyonos of Avram Avinu, our illustrious first in the patriarchal line. Abol Ledore Doris, we're going to refer to it as what? And what are we going to put into our Nusach HaTfilah? Zecholan what? Akedas Yitzchak, not the Emaisa, where in Avram Avinu was Ma'akeid B'no Yitzchak. It's Akedas Yitzchak, because Mebechina Achas Yitzchak, the son, was greater than Avram, the father, because Yitzchak shows Emunas Chachamim. So now back to the Divrei Yoel. This is not just a night of Amun B'Hashem, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, the Shorish of our Amunah. The first mitzvah in the Rambam Sefer Mitzvahs, Amun B'Hashem, that's predicated. Mavusas on what? I took you out of Mitzrayim, accompanied by all the miracles, the Ma'ilam and Atzeva. It can't stop there, explains the Satam Rebbe. It has to be accompanied by Amunus Chachamim. Chazal is telling us, you're right, all year long we're giving you all that Teirim in the world. Halacha L'maisa. You don't have to go out and wash your hands for Tibula B'mashka. A dover that came into contact with Yayin, with Dam, with Devash, with Mayim, with any of the Zayin Mashkin. Typically, every night of the year, you don't have to wash your hands. Tonight, you're going to. Why? We're not even going to tell you. They don't even tell us. What do they say? Oh, tonight we want you to be makbid a davar shetibulu mamashka. Why? It doesn't make a difference. We have a tam komis etzleinu. We have so many reasons. Shuvas harashva, shuvas haramam, the grom. They can give us hundreds of reasons why they were masakin etzakana. This night, there might be hundreds, there might be thousands. You know what? It doesn't make enough community. You don't need to know. This night is amunus hachamim. At the very outset of the scene, I just did kiddush. I just started my suda. And what's the very first thing? Orchatz, wash your hands. Tibula Mahashka, why? It doesn't make a difference. Why? Just do it anyway, because we told you to. Ah, Munus Chacham and Givalda. That's Mamish, one on one with this week's parsha. We're holding by Parshas Mishpatim. Eila Mishpatim, Asher Tosim Lefneim. What's Ve'ela? Ve'ela Rashi says, Ve'ela Mosef Al Roshonim. Eila Misinai, Ve'ela Misinai. Lo Yitzur, you might think, oh, these are intellect. Our Seichel tells us we have to do these mitzvahs. They revolve primarily around Beinonim Lechavero. They make sense. They're rational. They're logical. You know why we do them? Ach Barak, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us. Ma'ila Misinai, Ve'ela Misinai. Why would I think it's any different? Because these make sense. But you know why you do even the Shpatim, the Chukim, I understand, Basav Acholov, Shatanez, of course it's got to come from a God in His infinite wisdom. We have no rational explanation for those mitzvahs. The Chinnish in this week's parasha is a Mishpat. It's sensible, it's rational, it makes sense. You know why you do it? Only because God told you to do it. Don't start making cheshbonos, the mitzvahs about Rachamim. You know why you do the mitzvahs? Gezeiros. We mentioned Rav David Yosef and his Adama to Rav Adi Yosef Hilchas Kibbut Avayim. Adama ben Asina did Kibbut Avayim even when it seemingly made no sense. He didn't wake up his father, Mita, Kenning Amir, was again Paraduma, the ultimate Chok. Zos Chuka Satoritz, the Chok that's a Malami to Kol Terkula, that even the mitzvahs, the things you think you understand, you know why we do them? We do them as if we don't understand them. We do them Achrak because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to do that. That's the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim. It doesn't have to make sense. We said so much doesn't have to make sense, but if this is what God wants, we do it. Not just God, even his chachamim. That's the means through which we connect to God. Ksuvus kafir alfa mabez oladav kabo be mizdabe cleave to your Creator. V'chiyeshu lidavik v'shchina elahi davik v'tamid chachamim hanet tamachochem nechasa osu kumatshe tamachochem meisibitel tamachochem. That's the means, the emtsoi, the intermediary through which you connect to God. It can't stop with emunah b'Hashem. It has to be coupled with emunah chachamim. That's the Vardzok to Satmaro. Bevada Yesh Ta'amim Kamusim Cholon Yonim Befrat Pesedo Lolo Pesach. Everything is a Shorish and the Gavi Meromim. Everything is an Amkus. Episode. Alpitos and Istor. But you know why we do it? We do it because of Mumunah Peshuto. Zehu. That's Orchatz. That's why we're here tonight. We are washing. So we mentioned last week that we then go into Karpas. Karpas We mentioned how lowly item, we're not going to have a lot of it. Without getting into the Shiloh, the Inyan Hilchati, when it comes to making the Baruch Achrona, we're going to make Baruch Piyadamba, it's going to be a potatoes, a parsnip, or celery, or it's known, or radish, different in Hagim, the Stipler, and Rechaim Kineski use potatoes, other use celery, other use parsnip. It's going to be something that Chassam Sofer told us that reminds us of the Avoda Basoda. We worked in the fields. This is something that reminds us we're reenacting, re-experiencing. Kilo, who Yotza Atzimi Mitzvah. Say yes, Karpa Samach Perach. It reminds us of the Samach Rebo, the 600,000 that were engaged in the Avodas Parech. That's the Karpas. We're going back to the land. We're reenacting it. That's the Karpas. What's accompanied by that? We want to make things real. We want to make it lively. We want to make it a sensory experience. Right in the heels of Karpas, what do we go into? Yachatz. What's Yachatz? Right? The Abudrom Yachatz is you break the in a matzah. That's Lechemoni. Lechemoni is a nice big Yishmaka looking matzah. That's already an Indian of Kheiris. No, the Oni is eating prusas. He goes fishing through the garbage cans to find the little pieces, to find all the scraps, all the leftovers. We're going to break the matz in half. That's Karpos coming together with Yachatz. That's the Avodah Mayinu. And then we got out of Mitzrayim. We start our Masa B'Gnus, and then we transition to the Siyum B'Shvach. But we start our Masa B'Gnus. We don't stop, start talking about it. We got to live it. We have to experience it. We have to reenact it. Kilu, Yatzah Achshov, let's go back to the field. Let's pick up the celery, just a little piece. We're not going to be satisfied. We're going to have to wait for the meal. The meal's not coming for a long time. But you know what? We're going to get involved. We're going to get involved in the Torah. In fact, just this morning I had an article of Rav Chaim Noah. The Ketzos HaShulchan was in my office. It turns out that we're related to him. My grandmother, my maternal grandmother was from the Phoenix Mishpacha, connected to Rav Chaim Noah, the Gaon, the Ketzos HaShulchan. Rav Chaim Noah, a lot of machlekes him with the Stipler, with the Chazon Ish, about Shiurim. He's most famous for all of his Shiurim. That's Rav Chaim Noah. So the grand someone was telling me, Mamish this morning, that he lived in Yerushalayim or Kodesh in dire poverty. So one time, his son and the grandsons, they asked him, how did you do it all those years? How did you learn? He had nothing to eat. He had no money. He was working for the Badatze the Charedis. In the end of the day, but he wasn't getting much money. They didn't have money. This is Yerushalayim going back decades ago. And he poshed, barely had any food. So he said, how'd you learn? He mamash had reams and reams of chidushei Torah, tons of sperm, and he writes in his Adama, Befrat Chelek Dalet. He says, this is my esnatzlus. I wanted to write thicker sperm, but you have to understand, I had to scrape together money just to get paper and just to get ink in order to be able to write what I did. I would have written for much more, but I couldn't even get the paper. I didn't have anything to do. So he said, how'd you learn? How'd you do that small note? He says, what happens when a baby gets up in the middle of the night and the babies cry? So, if husband's around, let's say he's not going to wake up, the mother, whatever reason, so what do? You wait until the baby cries itself back to sleep, and then it goes back to sleep, then it gets still hungry, the hunger might wake him up again, and then the baby will cry itself back to sleep. He says, by me, it's the Torah. He says, what happens? He says, it's in the middle of the afternoon, and I'm very, very hungry, but I have nothing to eat, so what do? I throw myself into the Gemara, I throw myself into the Shas and postgame, I get into the learning, so I divert my mind from my hunger. And then after 1, 2, 3 hours of learning, I'm so into the learning, I forget that I'm hungry. And after 3, 4, 5 hours, I send the mail, I keep going. He says, then what happens? Then I'm hungry again after 4 or 5 hours later. So what can I do? I don't have any food. I don't have any money. So I take out another sefer. So I get into that sefer, and then I get into the learning. The first half hour is difficult, but once I get into the sugya, then I'm soaking up the gishmak yatayrah, and I'm eating him up, and I'm soaking him until I forget that I'm hungry again. He says, and then what happens? Now it's 4 o'clock in the morning, and the same thing. I wake up like the little baby and I'm hungry. So what can I do? I can't fall asleep already. I'm so hungry. So I take out another sefer and I go in and I learn that. And next thing I know, it's chakras already. So I go and I get myself a coffee in the shul, and that keeps me going for the next few hours. That's it. I just mamish got into the learning. All we had was a little karpas. How's that? We're starving already. You have to go into it with a teyavon. You can't even eat matzah on Erev Pesach. What is it? I started the suda. I had a little bit of kiddush. That's it. Many people don't even like wine. Halacha lemaisa again. Rabbi Yosef, yes, Rabbi Moshe, lachachidu shemimata to use wine for the dalet kosas. Plenty to be samechan. The Chazon Ish, Rabbi Moshe White says, the Chazon Ish is like a rishon, and he says, lachachidu, give me some of the Chazon Ish. You could use grape juice. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, I didn't like wine, but he held, it's Kovid Yontif, you should use wine. Alt Onig Yontif, he liked grape juice better. So what did he do every Shabbos? Kovid Shabbos and Onig Shabbos. Rav Shlomo Zalman would go in and do half and half. And the Yachan Mavakshi Yatairo, he would do half wine and half grape juice. This way, he was Makayim Shteim. He got his Kovid Shabbos with the wine. He got his Onig Shabbos with the grape juice. And even Lel HaSeder, Rav Shlomo Zalman would do both. He would mix the wine and the grape juice. He got Kovid Yontif and he got the Onig Yontif. He got both. Parenthetically, they asked Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky once, how come when he's eating the Suda Shabbos, he doesn't wear his hat? He says, you're right, to wear my hat would be Kovid Shabbos. He says, but I can't enjoy my food if I'm sitting there with the hat on. So he says, it's more of an Onig Shabbos to eat without my hat. And the Onig Shabbos beats out the Kovid Shabbos. Same with Yungel Light and the B'nai Brak summers. It would get sometimes to exceed 100 degrees outside. Same with Chazanish himself didn't wear a tie, but someone whose custom was to wear a tie, and that was part of Big Day Shabbos, Kovid Shabbos. So he said, Rebbe, do we have to wear a tie? He says, wearing a tie is Kovid Shabbos. But if you're schwitzing, it's 110 degrees outside, that's not Onig Shabbos. The Onig Shabbos is odif over the Kovid Shabbos. You can take off the tie. Just like Rav Yaakov took off the hat in the middle of the Suda. So Shlomo Zalman would split it. So let's say you're going all covered all the way. You're going covered all the way, and you're going for the wine. By the way, we mentioned Rechaim Noah in the Machlokes in the Poskim Akleir, that it's better to go ahead, even if you're Machbid and Machmer in the Shirim and the Chazon Ish, which are greater than Rechaim Noah. So the grandson told me that the Poskim he spoke to all agreed that it's better to have a kos of Rechaim Noah's Shir to drink the whole kos than to be Machmer the Chazon Ish's Shir and only to drink Rov kos. Better to say this is my Rechaim Noah kos and drink the whole thing than to have rov of the shir the chazon ish, which is greater. I'll call upon it. You had the wine, you had the grape. Just now we have a little bit that's focused me because you said barely anything to eat. Don't worry, we're going to throw ourselves into the learning, into the magid, and that's going to distract us. Rechaim Noah dik, we're going to get engrossed in the Seder, just like Rabbi Akiva, they forgot that it was Kriya Shosh HaShacharis. We're going to get in, we're going to forget who's going to be thinking about food. Let's get into the sugya. But first we have to reenact, we have to relive it. Feel like you're in Mitzrayim. Karpas, have just a little bit of the Ace of Hasadim. When we were working in the field, we didn't just eat matzah, but we gathered up, working, we got some potatoes over here, some radishes, we picked up some scraps that were laying there in the fields, and that's why we go right from Karpas into Yachatz. So it's Yachatz, you don't eat a whole matzah, you eat lechamoni, that's the middle matzah, and perhaps that idea as well. No, the top one, no, that goes to the master. He'll give you the leftovers from the middle, break it in half, that's going to be the lechamoni. That's a middle matzah. Adds the Sat Marov, another beautiful remez. And we know there are three basic reasons why we have three matzahs. We mentioned last week the Dasa Kenyan Bali Atesis and Parshas Bo. Why do we have three matzahs? Can I the three measures of food that Avraham Avinu served the guests when they came? And Chazal told us it was a little Pesach Hayah. Can I get Avraham Avinu Sachnos Sarchim? After all, we have to start the Seder with what? Achnos Sarchim, Kol Dichrich, Yesav Yecho, Kol Dichrich, Yesav Yivsoch. It's got to start because the Vilna Gaon says, "Ain the golden elbus chus hatstoka." We got to start the night with an invitation. We got to start it with stoka. Amen. Let's go back to the first one. It was machnis areich lel seder. Let's be machnis orchim. Then we have three rites: the Arizal Keneged, Avrom, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, also bought already by the Rishonim, the Asakenu by the Atesis. And then we have as well the Berhetei B'Shem, the Arizal Keneged, Kohen Levi v Yisrael. So rites the Satmar of the Divrei Yoel. So why are we breaking the middle matzah? You think it's great? We got three matzahs. We're all about shleima. And about that, we just laid Vayichan Shom Yisoon Negan Harashi citing the Mechilta Kisha Chabal Ebechad. We want to have Achdos. It's Rabbi Akiva Eger Allah Taira, by the way, a Gevalde Gevart, by the Sefer Yam Shol Yehuda, quoting Rabbi Akiva Eger, that what is the way to fight the Har? Who's the Har? Who's the metaphor for the Har? Sukkot and Beis and Aleph. The Yitzhar is Ninma Letzadikim Kahar. How do you fight the Har? How do you go Negan Har? Vayichan Shom Yisoon Kisha Chabal Ebechad explains Rabbi Akiva Eger is the way you go Negan Ahar. How do you fight a Yitzhara? You need the Achdus Ha'am, the Achva, and the Reyes, having Klai Yisrael together as one. That's Vayichan Sham Yisrael as one. Negan Ahar. That's the way to be Negan, to fight the Har, the Yitzhara, who is Doma to Ahar. We find him with Achdus. So we want Achdus, but in the end of the day, the fact is we're in Golus. We're in Golus on the heels of Yachatz. We go right into what? The Magid, which commences with Holach Ma'anya. We're talking about Holach Ma'anya. This Holach Ma'anya, this Lechemoni, this middle bread. What do? We broke it. Why? Because we love Klai Yisrael to be Ba'achdus. But the fact is, we're not Ba'achdus today. We're in Golus. We have a purity. We have separation. We have Rishoyim, from whom we have to be Mavdiles Atzmeinu. We're not together as one. You're right. It's Sibur. Supposed to be Rosh Hashanah. tzaddikim, beinonim, rishoyim. The fact is, we have to be mavdil atzmeinu from the rishoyim right now, and we have a period even within the ranks of the Jewish people. Right now, we break it. We're not complete. Hashat da'avdi, the shana ba'avnei chayrin. Shana ba will be back in Yerushalayim, as we say with Halach Manya. But right now, we're broken. We're in the middle. We are not complete. Leila, that's why we break the middle matzah, explains the Satmarov and his Divrei Yoel HaGodesh HaPesach. Now, we mentioned also in the past another fascinating reason. And it's cited by the Papulei Charifta, HaGodesh HaPesach, quoting the Sefer Tzidkas Yosef. And the Tzidkas Yosef says that the middle matzah, as the Arizal tells us, is Keneged Yitzchak Avinu, Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, Kohen Levi Yisrael. The middle matzah is Yitzchak. What shaykhas Yitzchak to the middle matzah, breaking the middle matzah? The Gemara says in Masech HaShabbos, Dal Pei Tesem and Beis, the awesome love in the future, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to approach Avram Avinu. And he's going to say to Avram Avinu, Banecha Chatuli, your sons have sinned to me, what should I do with them? Avram is going to say, Hashem, what do you want from me? Your sons, you said in the Torah, if they misbehave and they abuse the relationship, you have to wipe them out. Yemochu HaKadosh HaShemecha B'Mekan HaShemayim, wipe them out. Yes, there's some Sefer, the Ben Yohio, the Rav Tzedek HaKohen, the Tefer Shlomo, they're all bothered. Avram Avinu is Minas HaChesed. Yemochu HaKadosh, big kasha. Ah, Hashem says, you know what? Yaakov Tzar Gidobonim, Esher, he'll have some Rachmanis. Goes to Yaakov, Yemocho, Banecha Chotel, Yemocho, Krish Mecha. Hashem says, I'm not ready to destroy the Jewish people. Let me go to Yitzchak Avinu. And Yitzchak Avinu says, what? He can't destroy them. Bonai v'lo banecha lo b'shan shekdim nasa l'nishma. Hashem Yisrael b'ni b'chori Yisrael. They're my sons, they're your sons. We have to split the guilt. And how many years does the average person live? David HaMelech until the Kapitol Tzadi posigyot 70 years. And dal chamishim, you got to take away 20 because a person's not shaykh to misa v'nishmayim until you're 20 years old. 50 years left. Well, you spend half the time sleeping, eating in the bathroom. You're not really doing averes. How many years left? You know what? 25. Hashem, they're my sons, they're your sons. You want to take all the blame? Gebaldik. You don't want to? Bonai v'necha. With that, he saves Klai Yisrael. In the future, Yitzchak Avinu will be the one to save Klai. It's a Pella. He's Minas Adin, and he shows us the Gevaldik Ches, and he took the Din, and he says Klai Yisrael. The Baalei Musa say, you know why he saved Klai Yisrael? Because Avram Avinu had Yitzchak and Yishmael, and Yishmael was sent away. Yaakov had Esav, and he separated himself from Esav. Yitzchak had Esav, and he says, I loved Esav. Hashem, if I can love Esav, Yisrael Mumar, if I can love Esav Arosha, then what? Then you should love your children, even if they act like Rishoyim. Dafke Yitzchak could save Klai Yisrael, because Yitzchak says, I'm the one who wanted Esav to stay home. It was Yaakov who went away. I kept Esav home. I loved even the Rosha. You should love Klai Yisrael. But Achareka Chosakol, it's Yitzchak Avinu who saves Klai Yisrael. Writes the Tzidkas Yosef Givaldi, based on the Arizal cited by the Verheitev. Who is the middle matzah? Yitzchak. How did he save Klai Yisrael? Pagi Alecha. What do we do with the middle matzah, which is Yitzchak? Break it in half, Hashem. You know what? We need the Geula right now. Half is my fault and half is your fault. Kaviyachol, let's break it in half. That's the middle matzah. And perhaps we could bring a smach, because Lechem Oni is always spelled in the Chumash without a Vav. Lechem Oni, it's spelled. And if the Gematria of Lechem Oni, and what do you get? Bidiyuk, exactly 208, the Gematria of Yitzchak. Yitzchak 208, Lechem Oni, Gematria 208, Lefini Estaiti, that's the Minol Matzah. Minol Matzah is Kenegid Yitzchak. Yitzchak is, and that's Midas Adin. Exacting minimal amount. No Chesed, no Rachmim over here. Let's take the minimal amount. This is Lechem Oni 208, Yitzchak 208, Pal Gielecha, Chatzielem, Chatzielecha. That's the Minol Matzah. So we break the Minol Matzah, either like the Rishonim, like they withdraw because this is Lechem Oni. Our Porish, we make a Lechem Oni. We're starting this is together with the Karpas. This is the beginning. This is the Maschah Beginus. Let's live Mamsh like Aniyim. We're going back into Mitzrayim. We didn't eat whole matzahs. That's the reason offered by the general opinion emanating from the Rishonim. Then we had the Satmarav, the three matzahs, Kohen Levi Yisrael. All right, so it's all about Akhtar, it's all about Shlemus. We don't have Shlemus. Not over here when we're still in Golus, we don't have Shlemus. And we have to separate ourselves from the Rishonim. And that's going to be the middle. So why the middle one? It could be also Levi. Ramam writes, Yochasov and Azor, Parakal, Velchagimel. Then Yaakov was Mavdil Levi, Umenel Rosh Hashiva. We know that Levi was separate from everybody else. So I'm sure that's the middle matzah. Levi, that's the one that we break. That's the one that we separate. Either way, that's a separation. And then we have the Tzidkas Yosef, and then we break the Minol Matzah. Can I get Yitzchak to be Merames Hashem Yisbarach? Pal Gielai, save us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the Yachatz, that is the Kadesh, Orchatz, Karpas, and Yachatz, and thus we're ready to begin Magid.
Okay.
How we're going to have Lecha Mishnah? We're going to get up to that when we talk about Alchias Matzah and Motzi Matzah. We'll get to the famous Tshuva and the Netziv and the Rosh V'chule, the three, the two.
You are listening to Ben's Torah.
Plenty to talk about. So here we are starting now, Magid. We mentioned the Ashach HaKodesh. It's not a Lashon of Amira. It's not a Lashon of Dibur. It's a Lashon B'davka of Magid. What is Magid? Magid is Arichas HaDvorim, the Hagodosh of Pesach. It's Lashon B'Gadat HaLevincha. It's the Sipur. It's the Hishtal Shalos HaDvorim. It's the famous Rav Chaim Brisker, cited by the Emek Brocha Talmud of the Brisker Rav, cited by Rav Zevin Amon Demalacha, cited by Rav Mirsky Yoni Allah, all this form bring Hashem Rav Chaim Brisker. Every day of the year we have a mitzvah, the Arise of Zechir, Sitzias and Tzrayim. Lila Seder, we have a unique mitzvah deraisa called Sipur Yisrael. What's the difference? Zechira, you mention it, that's it. You're done. Ever succinctly, you yaitzei the mitzvah deraisa, l'man tiskos, yom tisko, and you're good to go. Amashenkin, Sipur is the shtausel sadvarim. You have to say the whole thing. You have to be marach, and all the nisim, and all the neflos. Has to be derech shela v'tshuva. We have kama shinuyim between Sipur. One of the basic differences is, you have to be marach. Kol amarbar l'saporez v'meshubach. Maral says in the end of Gvuros Hashem, what is the Haggadah? You're saying over? You got saved for miracle with miracles. A person gets saved, you can't stop talking about it. You really feel the Yeshua, you feel the salvation. You finally made it off a cruise ship where you were quarantined for 2 weeks. You won't stop talking about it for days. For days, you're going to tell everybody the famous Ramazim. Yes, that Corona is Gematria, Ochel Eber Menachai. You're going to tell people, Parshas Bo Perkit Beis, when it says, Moshe Mamasho No. And Rashi tells us, what's not? It's something that's not Mavusha, that's not Soliko Turko. It's not fully cooked. Rashi says, the Corona is something that's not fully cooked. That's what the guy were eating. Our Rashi and Parshas Bo was when we had the whole outbreak. That's when Imamish took off. That's Corona. Corona, that is the Corona. That's it. It's all in the Parsha. It's always here. Amela, what is Magid? Magid is say the whole story. Get into all the protein. It has to be Derech Sheila Bakosh. It has to be the Shtauschlus Advarim. All the details, all the nuances. That's the Alshech, that's the Magid. Sipur HaDvarim. Takes a long time. Kosha Kegidim, Loshen, Vesage, Lubine Yisrael. Kosha Kegidim, it's tough. All the halachas, all the protein. You got to keep going. So, how do we start it out? Hola Chamani, we're ready to go. Magid, everyone's ready. Everyone's now at the table. We gave several answers already last week. About to see how Solomon, Rav Gifter. Many answers that Avada, we're not inviting, you don't invite after the Suda really started. Ella, what it's a hasmona to the people at the table, or it's a display, a manifestation of our chayrus. We have so much freedom and so much money to go around. Anyone who wants can come in, but it's not an actual invitation. That's the famous answer to the Shloss question and so many others. What are we doing inviting after the Torah? Tamim and Baruch Shomar says, just practically, you're right, we should invite beforehand, but since it's the 90th year, it's the time we want to make Kiddush right away. We want to get things underway. We want to start the Tzivit Tzayim, and it's going to be a long night, and we have the mitzvah sayom. So first we say, all the aniyim, follow us home. Whatever you want to do, the door is going to be open anyway. You have nothing to be afraid of. But let's rush home. Let's be makanish the laila. Let's start right away. That's why the poskim say the table should already be set. So the second you come up from shul, you're ready to go. Right? So Torah Tamim, and that's what we tell the aniyim. If we start going around putting up signs, waiting for the aniyim, it's going to cause a delay. Everyone aniyim, follow us home. We're going home. We're starting right after kiddush. Then we'll tell you ainah chanami. Right when we start, once we makanish the yom, then we'll say kol. And called Ditzrich, etc. See different answers. The question is, so what's it doing in Aramaic? We're starting the rest of that. God is going to be in Hebrew. Why do we start in Aramaic? So, of course, the Barbanel and Zebach Pesach gives us the famous Teretz. We're talking about this isn't Bavel, this is Golas Bavel, this is Chutz Laretz. We're in Chutz Laretz, we're living in Bavel. Barbanel says, the Aniyah Bavel, they only understood the indigenous tongue, they only understood the Sprach that people spoke. They spoke Aramaic. So that's what they understood. The whole idea is you got to address the Aniyahs, so you got to address them in Aramaic. That's the famous answer of the Barbanel. Let's go to other Rishonim. The Abu Drum and the Ritva. And why is it in Aramaic? Why do we begin Magid with Lashon Aramis? Because the Gemara says in Shabbos Yud Beis and Beis that the Malachi Elyon, the Malachi Asher, they don't understand Aramaic. This is a big night. We said we got what? 64 mitzvahs to Vilna Gaon told us. We've done the Kittel. This is a holy night. This is a night we become like Malachi Ashores. Malachi Ashores said, what do you mean? We're the Malachim. You guys are not the Malachim. You're pretending to be Malachim. You're donning the Kittel. You're doing all these mitzvahs. Rights, the Ritva rights, they have a job. They might be Makatrig if they would understand our Lashon, what we're doing tonight. They might be Makatrig via Kalkalu Hasuda. They're going to come and they're going to mess things up. They're going to try and destroy our whole Suda. Ask the Taisus Rid, one of the Gedol that we shown him, Ari Shai Matrani, what do you mean? They're not going to mess up our Suda. After all, it's a Lel Shimurim. It's a Lel. That's Meshumer Min HaMazik, and they can't touch us tonight. She says, but I agree with them. It's not that they're going to harm us and actively destroy our Suda, but they're going to go in front of the Melech Malchim Malachim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they're going to be Makatreg on Klai Yisrael. We don't want any Kitreg on Lel HaSeder. Let's start it out. Let's confuse them. We start our rights to Taisus Rid in Aramaic, not because we're worried that they're going to damage us or hurt us in any way. We don't even want them to be Makatreg to prosecute in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, Lord, start out in Lashon HaRamis. We have the Barbanel, we have the Taisus Rid, the Avodrom and the Ritva. We don't want the angels to know what we're doing, and we want to make sure that all the local Aniyim understand. So we start in Halal Chamanya. I have my Lechamanya. I'm living the Masa B'gnus. I'm reenacting it. I'm re-experiencing it. This is what they eat in Mitzrayim. In the same paragraph, in the same breath, what are we doing? We're confusing ourselves over here. Is this an invitation or if not an invitation, a declaration? Or addressing the Aniyim and the ones who need food, all the ones who are coming for all the Tzorchei HaPesach, in the same breath, in the same paragraph, now we are in Chutz Loretz, we're Avodim, ask the Satmar of the Reyo, what Shaykhus, what's it doing in the same paragraph, in the same breath? He says, Pasha, why do we even have Aniyim at Shreklach? Why do we have this manifestation of Golus on the fact that what? That they have Aniyim, not everybody has what they need. You know why? We're still in Golus. And in Golus, we have the Mitzvah Tzedakah. And in Golus, there are people who need it, there are people who are lacking. But now, if we would have the Gula, Shana Babi Shalayim, if we would have a Gula, there wouldn't be any Aniyim. The Gemara says in the Anaxus, Kafir Aleph, we're going to have trees, donuts falling off the trees, glue scars. We're going to have more than plenty, more food than we can ever imagine. You don't even have to work for a living. The whole Musik of Aniyas is going to be null and void. You know why we have to say Kodicha Nitzra? Because Hagubah gets Hashat Ha'acha. Because we're still in Chutzlar, Hashat Ha'avdi. But once we have the Gula, then we won't need Mitzvah Tzedakah. We won't need, everyone's going to have everything that they need. We won't need to go inviting anyone. That's why it's here in the same paragraph. And now we turn to Ramatis Yosalman. Ramatis Yosalman says, why are we starting the Haggadah with Holach Manya? Right to Ramatis Yosalman. Achar Shemayikar Avonis HaSeidah B'zman HaGolus L'Schazik Be'amunah B'tzipis L'Yeshua. The same way that the Medrash even says one of the Zechuyis, one of the merits, how do we get out of a tribe? We never give up. We had a Munah. Shimon Schwab said, what Zechus do we have? Today he said this in an Aguna convention years ago. I said this when he was speaking a number of places. What Zechus do we have? Hashem sent Mashiach. Says, you know what our Zechus is? Hashem, even though we know we don't deserve it, even though we don't learn Torah enough, do enough mitzvahs, Ma'aseh Chesed, but you know what? We never gave up. We never won a siyash from the Gula. We never stopped asking for it. We never stopped davening for it. L'shan HaBav Yishalayim. We finish up so many. Torah Hashem B'Kedusha. L'shan HaBav Yishalayim. Hashem, we never give up. That fact that we never gave up, that we still hope to be so Yeshua, that's going to be the schus that actually is going to bring us to the Yeshua. It's the Emunah. The Emunah coupled with the piece of the Yeshua. So what do? We start with matzah. What does matzah show? The Etzem HaGula. Hashem told us to leave. It makes no sense. What do you mean leave? No tzeda l'derech. Don't pack anything up. And we left with this that showed our Amunah. So let's start the Seder. This is the night of Amunah. Let's go and talk about the Lechamoni that we ate in Mitzrayim. And that we even walked out of Mitzrayim with the same Lechamoni. Because what? Hashem told us, come out, b'chipozen. Don't even wait. And that's Amunah. Same way Hashem took us in the borders to Yisrael. I explained to Matas Yahu Salman, that's exactly where we start now with Holach Ma'anya. After the whole Indian of being Machasik in our Amunah, let's start out with Holach Ma'anya. And that's the beginning of Magid. What's going to be the end of Magid? Gol Yisrael. We're going to talk about the ultimate Geula. And at the end of the Seder, what are we going to say? L'shon HaBav Yishalayim. And my Chasal Seder Pesach, when we finish it all, we start with L'shon HaBav Yishalayim. We start with L'shon HaBav Bnei Chayrin. And we're going to finish with Lashon HaBav Yishalayim. That's the beginning of that Gada, that's the end of that Gada, and the end of that, it all comes down to what? It all comes down to that emuna, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu machazek the emuna. And like the Satmar Rav told us, not only emuna b'Hashem, but emuna s'chachomim. We have it both, and therefore we started out with Dabar Shetibula Mamashke. We start out the Seder, we got the Aniyim here, we got all the Tzorchei Pesach. We displayed everything that we're ready to go. The angels can't understand us. We're ready to now start the actual story. And the Shana B'nei Chorin, we want to be B'nei Chorin, not just in Yerushalayim. We want to be B'nei Chorin B'bechinas what? Perkeelis, Perkevav, Mishnah Beis. Rishon Malevi, Ein Lecha B'nei Chorin L'misho, Sek B'Torah. It's not enough to have Eretz Yisrael. We want Eretz Yisrael. We want to have the Torah. We want to be Avodim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hashat Abdi too. At the Malchay Yom HaSa'olam, in the future, we want to be Avodim Achrach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the ultimate B'nei Chorin of having the Torah Kadosh with us. So we have now the beginning of the Haggadah, Halach Ma'anya. We explain why it's at the beginning of the Chizuk and Amuna, why it's in Aramaic, and now we start the Manishtana. Now we're up to the questions. Manishtana Laila Zemikol Alelos. So, and we have four basic questions, or how many questions? It's really one question. Manishtana that's broken up into four different parts. What are these questions? Cholalelus anu ochlin chometz amatzah halayla zeklamatzah cholasha yirakas. Here it's kulamar that needs a beer. It's not kulamar. We do eat other yirakas as well. Cholalelus einan mabim afil b'amchasal azar shtei palmim cholalelus ochlin meyoshem emesun halayla zeklamatzah mesuvim. What's going on over here? In the end of the day, this night makes no sense, right? So Matisyahu Solomon, a very beautiful inyan. What is the underlying theme of Manishtana? Manishtana is not just with these four questions, and we have many Mefarshei Haggadah, the Chor, why are we highlighting these four? There are other discrepancies as well. We're going to have so many other things the Gemara discusses. Now, Yibzokim Daf Kubches, you do things today. She lo yeshano v'yishalu. We want the Tinochans to ask, what's the underlying thing? He says, you know what we're presenting? We started at the beginning of the Haggadah. This night makes no sense. Why? Manishtana Lazar, which one is it? The children are asking the obvious question. You look at the Jewish calendar year, explains to Matisyahu Solomon so beautifully in his parish and the Godosha Pesach. In the Jewish year, we really have one of 2 days. We have Yemei Simcha, or we have Yemei Avelus. You have the Regalim, you have Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. And you have what? You have a Tishwa, a Shu, Sabbatams. You have happy days, you have sad days. You have Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. Yes, the Rambam writes in Paragim, Hochas Chanukah, they're not days of Simcha Yaseira. They're days of Pachad, of Sifrei Chaim, Sifrei Mesim. You either have the really happy, joyous days, or you have another category. And the children say, what's going on over here in Manishtana? If you have no children there at the Seder, everybody has to ask this question. What's going on in this night? It's a stirim in Eibay. It's self-contradictory. Mitzarechad, what do we have? Oh, we always have chometza matzah. Halayla zetzo matzah. Oh, it's all matzah. Well, the only matzah we really spoke about was the matzah of Halachmani, of Lechemoni. That's the Aeneas. Cholayas, we eat chai yirokas. We enjoy. Tonight is morar. Tonight is matzah. It's morar. It's genus. It's a sad day. It's a day of commemorating the Golus in Mitzrayim, and then all of a sudden we shift. What's going on? But every other year, maybe we have one tefillah. Now we have Shtei Palmim. We dip. We bring out the sauces. We bring out the dips. And not only that, we eat reclining, sitting up. Now it's Kula Mesubim. It's Derech Cheres. Kliyosol. Which one is it? Is this a night of Cheres? Is a night of Genus? A night of Sadness? Explain to about yourself. And this is Koveya. This sets the tone. You know what the night is? It's both. That's Maschil B'Genus. Messiah Mishvach. First two questions of Manishtana, clearly associated with the Genus. The latter two questions associated with the Gula. That is the whole Indian of the night. The night is going to be what? The night is a mix. The night is about the Genus, it's about the Shvach. It's about the Matz and the Mar, and it's about the Cheres and the Tefillah and the Gatzah Suda, and all the silver on the table being Magish the Cheres and reclining its Mesubit. It is a Stirim in Eubay. And I think the Fianias Night, the Avada, this sets the tone. Why? Because what accompanied the culmination of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf. And what was Kriyas Yamsuf all about? Kriyas Yamsuf, Klai So was saved, and the Mitzvah were destroyed. We have the famous Gemara of Megillah and Sanhedrin, Sanhedrin Lama Tess, Megillah Daf Yud. That big Shemalach Yashari Slom Hashira, Hashem says, Masa Yadu Tomayam, Atam Rot Slom Hashira. No, you have to be silent. Frank the tells her of, Frank the Bell and Mero Bach as well. Rabbi Lazar Gordon, Ero Lame, Allah, cited by Shlomo Lawrence in the Sefer, Bimachit Sassam, they both asked the Kasha, the famous tells the Kasha, what's going on over here? If the Malachim can't sing Shira, Because Masa Yonim Tomayam, how could Klai Yisrael sing Shira? So many Meforshim answer. The Malachim were in effect that we were the ones in Golos. We were the ones tortured. We're the ones that could sing Shira. Zokta tells Rav, no. You know why? Because Malachim can only do one job, can only express one emotion at any given time. Human beings can embody and personify more than one emotion simultaneously. Explain Rav Elimer Bloch, Avram Vino, the Medrash says, by Akedah Yitzchak, was crying throughout the whole Maisa Akedah. He couldn't stop crying and shedding tears by Yitzhak Avinu the entire time. Klai Yisrael can have more than one emotion. Same time, Rabbi Akiva, the Enemachus, Chavdel, and Beis, everybody, all his colleagues, when they saw the debris of the Holy of Holies, the Shualim Okumo, they were all crying. He was laughing. He asked the Marshal, but he had to tell Kriya, it's not a stira. He taught Kriya, he was Margish Avelus, and the Simcha and the Schok at the same moment in time. Avodah Zarah, Chafam and Aleph, Rabbi Akiva meets up with the wife of Turnus Rufus, Rok Socha Kobocha, he spat, he laughed, he cried, all at the same time, human beings, we can experience more than one emotion simultaneously. Where's the record? Where's the backdrop? Yetzias Mitzrayim, we were happy that we got out, and we're sad at the same moment in time, it's not a stira. We could feel the pain that God's handiwork is being drowned in the sea, and we could feel the Simcha Gevalda Gagula. It's not a stira, that's a night Yetzias Mitzrayim. That is, Mamash, what we reenact as well. And one night, he was packaging it all together in one night. And one night, we could feel the gnus, we could feel the pain, we could feel the karpus and the achatz and the halachlanya. And at the same night, we could have mesubin, we could have the silver, we could have, it's not a serum in anybody, even the kittel. The kittel is, it's big day mason, it's big day abed, it's also the big day mason, that's also the beg of the malachi asharis. Which one is it? Is it a stira? That's not a stira. Mitzarechud, you're like malachi elyon, donning the levonim. Mitzacheni, it's big day mason. That is the night of Pesach. It is a stira. That's the whole word. What do we say Pesach is? It has no say there. It makes no sense. And the gavaldi kakaida tonight is, it makes no sense. And what? And it still works. Mashaloma seder zagamkin seder. Nothing has to make sense because in the night of seder, as the vision of Tzareba told us, there is no pshat. It's so drush remes, there is no pshat. It makes no sense. Which one is it? Manishtano. The whole idea is let's go for the margish. Let's start in Aramaic and then let's go to Hebrew. Let's make kiddush and start the suit and then we'll do the inviting. Nothing here makes sense. And that's the whole part. It is the night of the Seder because the way God runs the world, even though it seemingly superficially doesn't make any sense, it all makes sense. It's all part of an intricately and infinitely designed master plan. It all makes sense. And let's go through the story. We're going to start Avodah Bayinu, and let's start at Rav Shmuel. Let's start with the Gnos. Let's go to the Shvach. Let's take you through the whole story. We're going to see how it all makes sense. The same way that Shlomo Kluger explains in his drashas when the Malachi Elyon complained, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how could Zui Torah Bezoi Schora, how could Rabbi Akiva suffer this torture at the hands of the Romans? Masri Hashem says, Shtok Kach Osim Hashem Lefanai, and if you don't keep quiet, they'll have to bring the world Max of the Tovavo. Explains to Shlomo Kluger, he wasn't punishing them, he wasn't threatening them, Kaviyocho, I'm going to destroy the world, bring back to Tovavo. He was telling me, you want to understand why Rabbi Akiva doesn't make sense. He's the Golden Hador, he's the Tzadik Hador, he never did an Aveir in his life. So it doesn't make sense. It doesn't have to make sense. Why? The only way you can understand it is if I press the rewind button, explains the Shlomo Kluger. And I take you back to the beginning of time. And I show you every single thing that ever happened from the beginning of time. From Adam Arishon until now. The interplay of all world events, of all human beings, the billions of people that have dotted the planet up until this point in time. If I show you everything, if I play that movie for you, then and only then can you understand it. At the end of the show, then it makes sense. You finish Lahavdil. When you get through, you get through the book, when you finish the end of the book, then all of a sudden all the pieces of the puzzle fit. That is the night of Seder. Night of Seder is, we have no idea, 210 years Shibud, how in the world are we ever going to get out? How is it going to make any sense? The Leila Seder says, even things that superficially look like they have no Seder, even when it's a contradiction, at the end of the day, it's going to make a lot of sense, but don't look through your prism of time. That's why the Aschalta de Gula came in the heels of Chipazon, of Zerizus, of elevate yourselves above the realm of time. Allow yourselves to leave momentary time and enter my world, God says, where I'm above and beyond the world of time. And God, who is outside of time, sees simultaneously. Ha-Yahovah-Viyah. That's the night of the Seder. We're going to package 210 years. We're going to go from the Gnos and be Masai Mishvach. We're going to put it all together. And when we get to the end of Gali Yisrael, we're going to see why all the Golos was necessary. We're going to put the package together. Even that which was so much Shaloba Seder was all B'diyuk K'Seder. Other Ribono Shalom Kafi Machshofto. Agavoa Varoma Bioser from the Kunis Haschol until the very end. That's the Manishtana.
You have been listening to a presentation of Ben's Torah. www.benstorah.com.